今天早上我们有何弟兄啊，跟我们一起。
But I think many of the saints here know him.
啊，虽然我们不常啊看见他，但是很多弟兄姊妹都认识他。
Because he is one of the elders in the church in Syracuse.
他是在喜乐都那里的长老。
Amen. And so many saints from here, when you go to California to have either summer training or winter training or the other conferences, and I know many of you have either that you enjoy their hospitality or you go to PSRP to, you know, what is PSRP, right? And so to digest the messages.
很多圣徒们到西部参加，或者是冬季训练、夏季训练，或者参加其他的特会，都有弟兄姊妹在喜乐都被接待。再不然就是在那里有导言被讲的啊，一同的追求。
So I guess that he's not that. So you know him.
Amen.
所以大家很多人很多弟兄姊妹都认识他。
Even though that he was on the west coast, I'm on the east coast, but we have a lot of fellowship together.
虽然他在西部，陈立庸在东部，但是彼此间有很多的交通。
Know that every every year in the March, the church in London will ask us to go to London, and I always go with Brother Abraham.
Amen.
在在这个三月，每年三月呢，在伦敦有特会啊，每次我都是跟那个何弟兄一起去。
And then in September and when we had the conference there, and he and I will also go there together. Of course, Brother Bill lived there, so we all go out there together to bring the messages and the words to the Lord.
Amen.
在九月的时候，在巴黎有特会，那每次我跟何弟兄也一起去那岳弟兄就在巴黎那里服侍。
And a few times.Certain places in the United States, certain churches or groups had some big problems. And so the Lord sent both him and me to those places. In other words, we have to go there, fight the battle together.
Amen.
有时候在美国召会有些情形的时候呢，我跟这个何弟兄也是会去那里在那里我们一同在属灵上有征战。
And so that's why I'm very much close to Brother Abraham.
所以我跟何弟兄非常亲近。
And so we are very happy that today he will come here, and he also has some burden to share some very important points from the book of Romans.
所以我们很高兴今天他能够来到这里。他也有负担跟我们交通在罗马书里面一些重要的点。
So now we
It's a great honor and a privilege I can be here this morning.
我非常荣幸今天能够来到这里。
During the past five to seven years, I have the opportunity to travel with Brother Benjamin Chan to Europe and learn so many from our dear brother.
过去五六年五年七年我跟陈弟兄常常一同到欧洲在我们同行那我也从他学习很多。
This morning, we come to a very important message in Romans chapter 12.
今天我们来到罗马书很重要的一段经节。
Before we begin the verses, I just have one little announcement that I have been serving in Anaheim, there's a group of saints. We serve there according to Philippians chapter 1, 7, to confirm and to defend and confirming the gospel.
在我交通之前，我就跟弟兄姊妹交通一下。我在西部呢，跟一般弟兄姊妹，我们一同的服事。服事什么呢？就是照着腓立比书一章七节，那你为着福音的辩护和印证。
证实。Praise Lord for the high gospel. We need to defend and confirming this gospel.
对这个高频的福音呢，我们需要辩护，也需要证实。
So for the past many years, there's some people they may not realize the truth of the Bible, or they have a misunderstanding of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee's ministry. They have some different opinions on us.
过去有些圣徒呢，他对圣经的真理不是那么清楚，也对这个倪弟兄和李弟兄的执事呢，他们有些不同的看法。所以我们要对这件事情有交代。
So that's our responsibility. Instead of argument, we will go there to visit them and sit down and to explain the high peak truth or the Bible truth to them.
所以我们不是跟他们辩论，我们来是去访问他们，然后把这个高频的高度的真理呢，来对他们有一个阐明。
So.It is, we're making a very good progress, and we find out the majority of the Christian leaders, they are all for this ministry.
We have a very good progress, because we found that the majority of the Christian leaders, they are all for this ministry.
So in the past 3 years, we collected a group of seminary president and Christian leaders. They posted 300 to 500 their testimonies about Watchman Nee and the Witness Lee's ministry.
所以过去三年我们有接触30位，或者是神学院院长，或者是牧师他们有300到500他们自己的见证，正面的对我们的真理有个反应。
So before I forget, I introduce this website local church open letter one word.
所以我现在在讲之前，交通之前呢，我先把这个网址打在这个荧幕上，这里就讲到地方召会公开的一封书信。
在
这个网站，弟兄姊妹可以上去看。
This is a very good and important website. It began with all the our basic Bible truth teaching and our belief and practice.
这是非常好的一个重要的一个网站对我们基本的信仰有一个很清楚的阐明。
Then the second category is called testimony. If you click, there are about 30 plus testimonies from the Christian leaders on local church.
如果你在按这个见证的这个点的话呢，打这个点的话呢，它就有很多这些见证在那里你可以读到。
So they also have both English and Chinese and Spanish, I believe.
这个网站上面它有英文、有中文、也有西班牙文。
Okay, so I'd like to introduce this website to you. This has been a very, very helpful website for our campus work.
这对我们在校园的工作呢，是有很大的帮助。
So we heard many times, our new student, we contact in the local church. If some people told them something wrong about us, they just came to this website and got a very, very big help.
有些同学，新的同学呢，他们得到一些反面、负面的这个对关于我们的消息呢，他们上了这个网呢，他们一读呢，他们就清楚了。
Okay, so this morning while I'm in the table meeting, I just remember about 2 years ago, I was contacted by a pastor in Beijing, China.
刚才在波饼聚会的时候呢，我就想起来，两年前呢，在北京有一个基督教的牧师呢，他接触了我。
He saw this open letter, and somehow he contacted me.
他上了这个网，他就后来呢就跟我接触了。
He has his PhD degree from England, and now he's teaching and preaching in a big Christian congregation in Beijing.
他在英国得了博士学位，在北京的一个很大的一个团基督教的团体，在那里做牧师讲道。
He is serving in the international Christian Gather Fellowship.
他也在这个国际的基督徒这个协会里面呢。他是四个委员。
So we all the foreigners, you need a passport to enter into the Sunday morning their worship.
所以啊，在北京呢、啊，任何外国来的呢，都需要拿你的护照呢去参加聚会。
He's the one responsible in the Chinese section.
所以他是负责呢在华语这个部门。
So that the Lord's day, I went there to visit him.
所以那个主日，我就去那里访问了他。
After his sermon, after meeting, you know the courtesy, I say, thank you for inviting me. You had a very good message this morning.
他请我去，那我就听了他的信息。那我就说谢谢你能够请我来，我也听了你的信息，很好。
In fact, he had a good message speaking that morning.
他确实是有个好的信息。
But right after I said that, he said, no.
在他讲完之后呢，他就说不。
I cannot even compare to Witness Lee.
他说我不能跟李长寿弟兄相比。
他说 from my early days, I like to read Watchman Nee's books.
他讲我年幼的时候呢，就喜欢读李长寿弟兄的书籍。
李
多生弟兄的书籍。
I hope next time you come, you can bring me more Witness Lee's book.
下次你来的时候呢，请你带李长寿弟兄的书籍。
Then he said something really impressed me.
然后他就说了一些叫我非常印象深刻的话。
他说 ，This morning I'm here only preaching.
他讲今天早上我只是在这里讲道。
But Witness Lee give messages.
但是李弟兄是给信息。
Then I after talk to him later, I find out what he meant.To preaching is that to speak the Bible without really knows the Bible. That called preaching.
他的讲道呢，后来我就了解他的意思是什么。他的意思就是讲圣经，但是不了解的讲。
That's our case. Many times we read the Bible, we may not understand, then we begin to preach the Bible.
所以很多时候我们是这个情形。我们读了这个圣经呢，我们就讲，其实我们对这个圣经不是那么。了解。
He meant Witness Lee. He said his teaching, he brings God to us.
他讲李弟兄的教训的里面，他把神带给我们。
He didn't say bring God to man, man to God, but he said say his teaching, he has the burden, has the reality, bring God to us.
但他的信息有那个实际，能够把神带给人，不是说把人带给神，神带给人。
I'm very happy.To know that from Christian leaders in Beijing, he has this wonderful comment about Witness Lee.
我很高兴呢、啊，在这个北京啊，有这样基督教里面的带头的人呢、啊，对李弟兄啊有这样的讲法。
It's very important. We are not worshiping any man.
当然非常的清楚，我们不是在这里敬拜人、崇拜人。
But from this morning, Romans 12.The life studies, I know it's on message 26 and 27, we realize how much through Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, they bring the Bible truth and the reality to every one of us.
今天早上我们是交通到罗马十二章，这里生命读经是26篇、27篇，这读了这个之后，我们就知道李弟兄跟李弟兄啊，把这样的圣经的实际真理给我们。
And it is not only appreciated by us.
不但是我们的欣赏。
But many, many Christian leaders and seekers, they realize the importance of this ministry.
很多的基督教里啊，他这个寻求的人呢、啊，他了解到、啊、这个李弟兄跟李弟兄的执事啊，是非常的重要。
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 赞美主。
This morning, the general topic is the transformation in practicing the body life.
今天早晨呢、啊，我们这个题目呢是实行啊，
身体生活需要的变化。
The subtitle is by the living of a normal life.
借着过正常的生活。
First of all, I'm very impressed with this subtitle by the living of a normal life.
这个附点呢，我非常的给我印象深刻，就是讲到借着过正常的生活。
So in this main title and the subtitle, there are five element. There are five points. The first one is the transformation.
在这个这一章里面呢、啊，它这个大点跟下面的小点呢，小点一共有五点。
First one is transformation.
第一，它就是讲到变化。
Second, the practicing.
然后就讲到实行。
Third one is the body life.
然后讲到这个身体的生活。
The fourth one, the living.
然后就讲到我们的生活。
Then last one, the normal life.
然后讲到我们正常的生活。
So in beginning, I'd like to emphasize these two points, living and the life.
开始我要强调生命和生活。
This is very important. We have this divine life in us, so we have a living to express God.
这非常重要。我们有一个神圣的生命，我们需要有一个生活来彰显这个生命。
In our daily life, we may have this divine life in us, but we may not live this divine life in our daily life.
在我们日常的生活里面，我们有这个神圣的生命，但是我们不见得活出这一个神圣的生命。
So in our Christian life, praise the Lord, we have this life, and we live this life.
感谢主，在我们基督徒的生活里，我们有这个生命，我们活这一个生命。
In the past 5 months in Church New York, studied the Romans.
在过去五月，我们在纽约市召会呢，我们就进到这个罗马书的追求里。
We are all very familiar with those main sections about chapter 1 to 3 condemnation, chapter 3 to 5 justification, 5 to 8 sanctification, and chapter 8 glorification. We all understand this.
我们都知道在这个罗马书里面讲到这个第一章就讲到定罪，然后呢讲到这个救赎称义圣别，然后得荣。
And so from last week, this week, we come to chapter 12 to 16, take 5 chapters to speak about the transformation.
然后有五章的圣经，接下去就讲到变化。
But also there are Bible teachers, and even Brother Lee's life study in Romans. Actually, you can say the book of Romans is being covered completely in the first 17 verses.
也有圣经的学者李弟兄也提到其实罗马书它在前面第一章第一节到十七节呢，就全部的总括的讲到。
So from Romans 1:18 to chapter 16, the last verse is appendix or explanation of the Romans chapter 1 to 17.
所以从罗马书第一章十八节到后来，就是其他的就对于罗马书其他的，它是一个附上去的一段话。
Because in Romans 1:17, in the King James is the just shall live by faith.
在这个钦定本呢，一章十七节呢是讲到这个义人必因信而得生
而活。In the Chinese Union is the just shall have life by faith.
所以在华语的这个和合本，它是讲到义人必因信而生得生
Amen.
得生
So in Romans 1:17, this original Greek word, they have two meanings. They have the meaning of get a life, also have the meaning to live a life. Life and living is being covered in the original Greek word.
所以在这个原文希腊文里面，一章十七节，它有这个得生并且活着这两个意义。
Every language like Greek, English, Chinese, they all should have in one sentence should have only one verb, not two verbs.
在这个希腊文或者英语华语， 在一个句子的里面呢，应该只有一个动词。
But in this one, in recovery version, the brothers translate the righteous shall have life and live by faith.
在这个恢复版圣经呢，弟兄们就把这节经节呢，就翻出了是义人必
因信
得生并活着
而活着。So I find this is a very interesting, just come along very well with this morning's burden. We have this life, and we live this life.
所以我觉得这一节经节呢，跟我们今天早上的负担也非常的合，就是我们有这个生命，我们还需要活这一个生命。
It's very interesting, other than in the Chinese speaking world, other than the recovery version, there are other four major Chinese translations.
在华语世界，除了这个恢复版之外，还有另外四种不同翻译的版本。
Including the Catholic, the translation in Chinese.
有天主教的版本。
There's another two. If you have time, it's very very interesting. The other four versions, two translate have life, and two translate living the life.
所以啊，如果你去读这四种不同的翻译的话呢，它有。其中两种翻译呢，是讲到是有生命，义人必因信得生。那另外两个翻译本版呢，版本就说到义人必因信活着。
So recovery version, the just shall have life and live by faith.
所以这个恢复版圣经呢，就讲到啊，义人必因信得生并活着。
So this morning I just show you a little bit how much we have.In this recovery version, have so many facts and the truth and the reality applied to our daily living.
所以这个恢复版圣经它里面有很多的事实、真理，还有对我们日常生活呢有很实际的应用。
So we have this divine life.
所以我们有这个神圣的生命。
Now we need to live out this divine life.
现在我们就需要把这神圣的生命活出来。
In the Bible, Jesus in John 6:57 says.
主耶稣在约翰福音六章五十七节就说到
Living Father sent me, so I live because of the Father.
永活的父怎样差遣我，我因父活着。
So also who eat of me shall live because of me.
吃我的也要因我活着。
So Lord Jesus, when he was on the earth, he lived a life of the Father's eternal life, the living Father.
当主耶稣在地上的时候呢，他活的一个生命是活那一位父的生命。
This is our Lord Jesus' testimony.
这是我们主耶稣的见证。
He is a God and a man.
他是神，他也是人。
But in his life, in the human life, he lived because of the Father.
在他人的生活生命里，在他人的生命的里面，人的生活的里面，他把神圣的生命活出来了。
He brings God to man, but in his human living, he lived out the eternal Father's, the living Father, the divine life.
他把神带给人，但是在他的生活的里面，他活这一位父的生命。
We're all very familiar with John chapter 14.
我们对约翰福音十四章也非常熟悉。
In chapter 14, too.Jesus said, "In my Father's house there are many abode."
我们都很熟悉，在约翰福音十四章那里讲到，在我父的家里有许多住处。
In English is abode, A B O D E S, plural.
中文就翻的把这个住处翻出来，它是许多的住处。
In chapter 14:23, that says, "Whosoever loves my Father." And my word will abide in him.
在约翰福音十四章二十三节，那里讲到爱我的，我的话也要住在他里面。
If anyone loves me, he will keep my word.
爱我的就会遵守我的话。
And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him.
爱我的必遵守我的话，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，同他安排。
So in the 14:2 are many abodes, and in 14:23 was one abode.
前面是讲到有许多的住处，十四章二节，那十四章二十三节就讲到一个。
So So how many are abodes? One or many?
到底是一个呢，还是许多的住处呢？
So this will come to our Romans 12:5, the one body, many members.
这就是我们来到了罗马书十五章，这里讲到有一个身体，却是有许多的肢体。
Praise the Lord. It's so wonderful that in John 14:2-23, the verse saying that in the God's desire, He's making many abodes in every one of us, but all together of us just express this one body of Christ, this one abode.
所以非常奇妙，在罗马书十四章二节和二十三节那里讲到住处，许多的住处，就像在罗马书十二章这里讲到，我们是许多的肢体，但是我们却是一个身体。
So we don't have time to read John 14:16-20, but in essence, in those four verses, talk about three main points that now today Jesus is in me or in you.
在约翰福音十四章十七到二十节，那里讲到主耶稣说：“我在你里面。”
Not only in us, but also abide in us.
不但他在我们里面，他是住在我们里面。
Then in verse 18, so I live, but you shall also live. I live, you also shall live.
十四章二十节那里讲到说，我活着，你们也要活着。
So in the Bible, the point, the burden today, the Jesus Christ in us, abiding us, and live in us.
所以圣经叫我们看见了，主耶稣今天在我们里面。他是住在我们里面，也活在我们里面。
Amen. So why I say those many verses? Because the burden today, when I come later to this message, is life and living.
我为什么提这么多经节呢？因为今天的这个负担呢，就讲到我们不但是有生命，我们还有生活。
We are all very familiar with Galatians 2:20, that no longer whom I live.But it is Christ who lives in me.
我们都对加拉太书二章二十节非常熟悉。那你讲到，不再是我，乃是基督活在我里面。
Christ lives in us.
基督活在我们的里面。
So in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ.
所以在腓立比书一章二十一节就讲到，我活着就是基督。
Can we all say together? For me to live is Christ.
我们一起说，我活着就是基督。
So this morning, the main burden and the only burden is that we can have the divine life, but we also live this divine life, Christ in us, the hope of glory.
所以今天早上这个独一的负担呢，就是我们今天呢有这个生命，神圣的生命，我们也活这一个神圣的生命。
Amen.Then I just read one more important verses that in Paul, in his ministry, that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5.
我再读一节经节，在帖撒罗尼迦前书一章第五节。
For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, even as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake.
第五节说到，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不仅在于言语，也在于能力和圣灵，并充足的确信。正如你们知道，我们在你们中间为你们的缘故是怎样为人。
So this verses, I like the Chinese translation. 为你们的缘故是怎样为人。OK,
他喜欢这一节经节啊，中文的翻法，因为中文的翻法呢，就最后就讲到为你们的缘故啊，保罗是怎样为人。
So, but in English, if I read English, I cannot get the whole point. English said that no, what kind of man we were among you for your sake.
英文的讲法就是说，我在你们中间是什么样的人，没有把这个为人啊，怎样的为人，活出一个生活的那个。
So in other words, in Paul, in his ministry, he's not give those high truths, but he himself, because of everyone's sake, not only teaching, but he really lived a life for everyone's sake.
所以他不只是在他们中间呢成名高的真理，他也是活一个生活。所以在他们中间呢，他是怎样的为人？
I'm not saying something good for Brother Benjamin Chen.
我不是在这里说陈弟兄的好话。
But during my travels many years, I really see a God man living, God man next to me.
所以我常常跟陈弟兄一起在旅行的时候呢，在路上的时候，行程上的时候呢，我就看见一个神人的生活。
You know, in the world, there are many, many gentlemen. This, especially when go to England, UK, all gentlemen.
在世界上呢，有很多这个绅士啊，特别你去英国的话呢，那很多英国绅士。
But I have to testify our brother. He's really a God-man gentleman.
我可以见证我们弟兄呢，陈弟兄是一个神人的绅士。
Not only for Brother Benjamin Chen, every one of us will have this wonderful glory experience every day.
不但是陈弟兄，我们每一个人呢，其实都能够有这样荣耀的彰显生活。
Because we have this divine life in every one of us.
因为我们有这个神圣的生命在我们每一个人的里面。
It's not a selected few of us has this divine life.
不是只是我们当中有几个选出来的有这个神圣的生命。
But today, every one of us, we can experience this divine life.
今天我们每一个人呢，都能够经历这一个神圣的生命。
Every day, our life is a duplication of Jesus' life on the earth.
今天我们每一个人的生活呢，应该是主耶稣的生活呢，在地上的复制。
You know, we all know Watchman Nee, when he passed away, he has a small note.
在我们都知道，在尼弟兄过世的时候呢，在他身旁有一个小的纸条。
He cannot speak something very high, very deep when he's passing away. He just simply say, I keep my enjoyment before the Lord.
他写的字条，他不能讲很多高的深的话，他就讲的非常简单的话。他最后呢，他还是持守他的信仰。
喜乐。
喜乐。
Every time I remember this one sentence, I'm so touched.
每一次当我想到这个小的字条，我就非常的被摸着。
He's the one in prison for 20 years.
他在监牢里面二十年之久。
When his wife passed away, he cannot even allow to go out to visit his wife.
当他妻子过世的时候呢，他还不，他们没有让他去看他的妻子。
But he said his last word, I keep my enjoyment before the Lord.
但他最后的话是说，我维持在主里面的喜乐。
This says a lot.
这一句话呢，他讲了很多。
I think all our suffering, we all experience many, many suffering, different situations, but we probably cannot compare of what the Watchman Nee went through.
我们都经过很多的环境，但是我想我们没有一个人经过的像尼利兄这样经过。
Can every day someone say anything bad to you? You could still say, I keep my enjoyment before my Lord.
你能不能够每天如果别人对你说不好的事情呢，你可以说你还说我维持我的喜乐。
It's not that easy.
是不容易的事情。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
In this Lord's recovery, this ministry brings us into the real experience to our Lord Jesus.
但是在这个执事的里面呢，他把我们带到真正对主耶稣的经历里。
I remember Brother Witness Lee's his memorial meeting.
我还记得李长寿弟兄他这个安息聚会。
And there's one word, Brother Lee.Before he passed away, just he only said one word, sacrifice.
李弟兄在他临去世的时候呢，他有一个字就讲到一个词，就讲到牺牲。
So this is what we you shared last week. Maybe this week we'll cover that we present our body as a living sacrifice.
可能上星期我们已经读到了，读过了，就是在保罗在罗马书十二章讲到，我们把身体献上。
So to live this divine life, we need first of all to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
所以过这个神圣的生命我们需要第一就是把我们的身体献上。
So this morning,
当作活祭。
The first part, I spent some time on the subtitle, The Living of This Normal Life.
所以我就花了一点时间讲到这个罗马书十二章里面，它那个一个小点呢，就是过一个正常的生活。
So Romans chapter 12 is a wonderful chapter to begin our a normal Christian life. How we can have this transformation?
这里十二章开始就告诉我们啊，我们有一个过我们正常的教会生活呢，我们就是把身体献上，变化就是在变化。
So the general head title is a transformation in practicing the body life.
这个开始的这个点呢，就讲到变化，然后是在实行身体的生活上。
So we have this divine life, and we have this living, and this brings us into the transformation.
这个我们有这个生命，那么有这个生活呢，这就把我们带到这个变化这件事上。
The transformation, very importantly, is not for our personally experience, so-called transformation.
这个变化呢，它不是只是为着我们这个本身自己呢，要怎么样变。
This transformation is practicing the body life.
这个变化呢，是为着实行身体的生活。
The Romans from chapter 1 to chapter 12 is speak the condemnation, justification, sanctification, glorification, and finally come to this very important point, transformation. However, this transformation is accomplished, practiced in the body life, the church life.
Amen. 这个罗马书从开始就讲到人的定罪，然后讲到人的蒙救赎、称义，然后圣别，然后后来就到了变化。那这个变化呢，是在这个教会生活的里面呢、它来有的。
So in the life study of chapter message 26-27, brotherly used the word those justification, sanctification, glorification is a life process.
李弟兄在这个第26篇、27篇这个生命读经里面讲到这个。刚才讲的这个圣别变化得荣呢，它是一个生命的过程。
So, but the transformation is life practices.
但讲到变化的时候呢，它是一个生活的实行。
So praise the Lord, today we are all going through this process.
所以今天我们都是在这一个过程中。
But we need the practice.
我们需要有实行。
The practice is in the body life.
这个实行呢，是在身体的生活里面。
I like to play basketball.
我喜欢打篮球。
So in my junior high school, you know, I have a lot of process, you know, to learn how to play basketball.
在我高二的时候呢，我要打篮球呢，我要学很多的步骤。
But then the most important, finally, five of us come together to practice.
然后呢，然后有五个人，我们五个人呢还在一起呢，就一同练球。
Basketball you cannot be done by one person.
打篮球呢不能一个人打。
Five and ten people to do together.
需要五个人呢或者十个人呢一起打。
So in the church life today for the transformation, we need practice in the body.
所以在教会生活里面，我们要这个有变化，我们需要在这个身体的生活的里面来实行。
I like the definition of the transformation is a process of the inward constitution.
这个我喜欢这个变化这个词的定义，它是这个内里的这个构成的一个过程。
It's the process of metabolism.
是新陈代谢的一个过程。
What a wonderful definition.
这个定义非常的好。
For us to be transformed.We are simply go through the process of metabolism with the divine nature.
我们要变化的话呢，我们就需要借着神圣的性情，有这样新陈代谢的变化。
This morning I have a good breakfast.
今天早上我有一个很好的早餐。
So I can stand here because of the metabolism of this good food within me, give me a physical strength.
今天早上我能够站在这里呢，因为我那个很好吃的早餐呢，丰富的早餐呢，叫我有新陈代谢，在我里面呢给我的供应。
But not only so we're here, sitting here this morning or standing here, we have the divine metabolism working, functioning right now in every one of us.
但奇妙的是，今天早上我们不管是坐在这里、站在这里呢，我们都有神圣生命的新陈代谢在我们的里面呢运行。
So we need to receive this divine dispensing in us every day.
所以我们每天呢都需要接受这样神圣的分赐。
And then we come together to practice this church life and the body life.
然后我们能够来在一起呢，来啊操练实行。
In Genesis 2:7, we know when God created man, He formed the man from the dust, which is our physical body.
我们都知道，在创世纪二章七节，神用地上的尘土造人，塑造这一个人。
And then He breathed in a breath of life to the nostril of the Adam.
然后他把生命之气啊。吹在亚当的鼻孔里。
The breath of life also in Proverbs chapter 20 verse 7 means the translate to spirit.
在箴言二十章第七节呢，这个生命之气呢，它就翻成灵。
So the in Genesis 2:7, the body is formed, then.The breath of life entered into the body, became our spirit, and then become a living soul.
所以在二章七节呢，神用地上尘土造人，就是人的身体。然后呢，这个吹入生命之气是人的灵，所以人的生命之气跟人的身体呢，相碰，就人就成了一个活的魂。
So it's wonderful in one verse, Genesis 2:7.Clearly speak out, human, we have a three part, the spirit, the soul, and the body.
所以非常奇妙，在创世纪二章七节呢，在神造人的时候呢，就讲到人有三个部分，有灵，有魂，有体。
So in Romans chapter 12, it is we, to enjoy this transformation life, we need to begin to present our fallen body become a living sacrifice to God first.
所以在这实行召会生活里，在罗马书十二章呢，一开始就讲到，我们需要把我们这个堕落呢，但是要把我们这样的身体呢献上来实行。
Then we have a renewed in our mind.
然后我们需要这个心思的更新。
Then we have a chapter 12:11, burning in spirit.
然后十二章十一节就讲到，我们需要在灵里火热。
So, to for the experience of transformation in the body life, we begin with our body, with our soul, and in our spirit.
所以在实行身体生活，我们在教会生活里呢，我们需要把身体献上，然后由我们的心思更新，然后由我们的灵里火热。
So we have to see for the transformation is in the body life.
所以这个变化呢，是在身体生活里面。
What is the body life? The body life is a corporate life.
什么是身体生活呢？身体生活是一个团体的生活。
We have to see the Romans chapter 12, 4 and 5. In one body, we have many members.
所以我们需要看见在罗马书十二章第四节、第五节那里讲到，我们一个身体上有好些肢体。
All the members do not have same function.
但肢体不都有一样的功用。
We are many, are one body in Christ.
我们这许多人在基督里是一个身体。
Individually members one of another.
并且各个互相做肢体。
So to experience, to practice the church life, the body life, after we present ourselves as a living sacrifice, we have to see.We are members one to another.
所以在经历在实行这个召会生活身体生活的时候呢，我们需要看见我们是互相做肢体。
This is very, very important. If we don't see well members one to another, then spontaneously we may become individual.
如果我们没有看见我们是互相做肢体呢，我们就可能是单独。
Not only individual and in our attitude, in our speaking, we may.Say something. We don't need some other members.
不但是单独呢，可能在我们的态度上、言语上啊，我们的会 让人觉得我们不需要别的肢体。
And even worse, we can say something offend some other members in the body of Christ.
甚至在我们说话的里面呢，我们可能呢冒犯别的肢体、别的弟兄姊妹。
You know, the past 4 years, I suffered the lower back pain.
啊，过去四年呢，我有这个背肌的痛。
Herniation, disc herniation.
还有这个。
椎间盘突出
啊，
椎间盘突出，
椎间盘突出。
I try not to have any surgery because anyone told me never do any surgery, but it's so painful. I have to do a surgery.
别人告诉我这个不要开刀，因为开刀，那但是呢，因为非常的痛后来我还是开了刀。
After surgery, no more pain.
开完刀了，我就不再痛了。
But I'm here now to teach you the back pain.
我不在这里啊，跟你讲啊，这个背痛的事情。
But when you are in the back pain, to such extent you cannot walk, you cannot sit, I call my doctor. I need a surgery tomorrow.
但是你痛到一个程度，不能坐，不能站呢，那我就必须打电话叫我这个医生，说我明天就需要开刀。
That L3, L5 is a very small member in my body.
那个后面的那一个很小块的是我身上的很小的一个肢体。
I never pay attention.
我没有注意它。
I take care of my heart. I take care of my eyes. Take care of my ears.
我就注意我的心注意我的心脏注意我的眼睛，注意我的耳朵。
We all go to see our cardiologist, make sure our blood pressure is okay.
我们都是看心脏医生叫我们能够叫我们的不会高血压。
If you read your blood test, you have 30, 40 points normal, abnormal, high or low.
如果你去看医生呢，量了如果血这个有高低40差40或者30的话。
You mean the blood report? Your blood test report, there are many, there are at least 30 points. You see that, you see the report, tell you which is normal, which is not normal.
在你检查血液的里面，它会告诉你什么正常，什么不正常。
But that blood test report don't show what's your problem with your bone.
但是那个血的检查呢，它不告诉你你的骨头有什么问题。
But when you are in a small member suffers, my whole body suffers.
所以我身上一个很小的肢体，它痛的时候呢，我整个的身体都痛。
Past 4 years, I say I live by Christ, but I depend on my lower back.
过去四年呢，我是凭着基督活，但是呢，我是靠着我这个背，痛不痛？
If my back really hurts, I'm not sure how much reality I can say I live is Christ, for me to live is Christ.
当我背痛的时候呢，我很难说我活着就是基督。
So, brother, sister, we need to pay attention every member in the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要注意在基督身体里的每一个肢体。
Especially the weaker ones.
特别是软弱的肢体。
You know, we all come to the group meeting on Friday night, Saturday night.
我们常常有在星期五晚上、星期六晚上有小牌聚会。
For many of us, we go there in a not good situation, a weak situation.
常常我们有时候去小牌聚会的时候呢，我们情形有点软弱不大正常。
I hope I went there, Brother Bill Yue can speak something to encourage me first.
我去的时候呢，我希望这个岳弟兄啊，他在场，他能够讲些鼓励的话。
I'm always the weaker one, needs help.
我总是软弱的肢体，总是需要别人的帮助。
But you don't know how much more.Saints are more weaker than you.
但是你不知道，其实有别的圣徒比你还软弱。
Have a more difficult experience during the last 5 days.
可能过去五天呢，他们所经历的比你的难处还多。
Instead of you are the one asking for help, you should say, "Praise the Lord."
你其实不应该说是我需要帮助，你应该去的时候呢，说赞美主。
You are the one.Take the lead to take care of some other saints walking to the house.
你应该带头来照顾进到房间里面来参加小牌聚会的弟兄姊妹。
So I think we can go through quickly about those verses in Romans chapter 12:9-20:21.
Yeah. 我想我们可以很快的 把这个罗马书十二章第九节到二十一节这些经节啊过一下。
You know, in those 12 verses, Brother Paul wisely speak out. There are five categories. How do we live out the church life?
在这个九节到二十一节，保罗很智慧的讲到有五个不同的类，讲到我们怎么样过这个生活。
Verse 9 and 10 speak out our attitude to others.
九到十节呢，他讲到我们对别人的态度。
The number one.To love others.
就是我们需要爱爱弟兄。
And number two, we need to honor others.
然后我们需要恭敬人。
Number three is in verse 13, giving hospitality.
第十三节就讲到我们需要在圣主需要待客。
Verse 12, number four, to rejoice with everyone.
第十二节讲到我们要与别人同乐。
Then the number five is the verse 16, have one mind with everyone.
第五点就讲到我们要彼此思念相同的事。
I think this 5 point is a very good element in our home meeting and a group meeting.
我觉得这五点呢，对我们这个家庭聚会、小孩聚会呢，是很重要的要素。
You love the new ones.
我们需要爱新人。
You honor the new ones.
你要尊敬这些新来的。
你把他 ，you take him to your home, showing the hospitality.
你把他接待到家里面。
You rejoice with the new one.
你跟新人新来的人一同欢喜快乐。
You pray with him in one mind.
你也跟他同心合意的祷告。
In our ministry book, the best way for our home meeting is we have a mutual genuine care.
在这个我们执事的信息里面讲到，我们呢最重要的就是我们在这个 小孩聚会里面能够彼此的照顾。
Mutual concern, mutual fellowship with the new ones.
我们彼此关心，彼此照顾这个新来的。
The new ones will very much right away, even the weaker ones, when they come to your home, he receive a love.
像新人呢，软弱的到了家里呢，马上他们就得着照顾。
Receive honor.
他们也。得到尊敬。
Many times, the weaker ones, haven't been in the meeting for many months, finally come to your home.
也许有人几个月没有来了他来了，这一次来了。
The last word he want to hear from you say, how come you haven't been to the meeting for 3 months?
他最后最不应该听到的话呢，就是说你跟他讲，你怎么三个月都没有来聚会？
Listen, no, never say that. He said, we should honor everyone.
绝对不要这样对他们说。我们需要尊敬他们。
With warm hospitality and rejoice with him.
我们也需要接待他，与他一同欢喜快乐。
The best way to nourish him or her is to pray with her.
最好滋养他的方法就是跟他一同的祷告。
Brothers, I cannot help your difficult situation.
你可以跟他讲，弟兄，我不能够帮助你这样困难的。
But I have the best way. Let's pray together.
但是我有最好的方法，那我们一同来祷告。
This is the best way. Once we do those five things, the love, the honor, hospitality, rejoice, and one mind, you will see right away how enjoyable, how strong your group meeting is.
如果你照着这五点讲到这爱尊敬我们接受接待这些有这些那这个小孩聚会呢，家庭聚会就非常的好。
So the verse 9 and 10 Paul's attention for us to others.
所以九节十节呢，他讲到保罗是讲到我们对别人。
And the verse 11 is to God.
十一节呢，就讲到我们对神。
2 point, not be slothful in zeal.
第一点就是讲到殷勤不可懒惰。
The second, burning in spirit, serving the Lord.
然后要灵里火热，常常服侍主。
Let's always keep this in mind, not to be slothful in zeal.
所以我们都需要记得，我们不要殷勤，我们需要殷勤不懒惰。
Burning in spirit.
在灵里火热。
And then the verse. 12 and 13 is for ourselves.
然后十二节，十三节呢是对我们自己。
I like this so much.
我非常喜欢这个。
Rejoice in hope.
在指望中要喜乐。
Endure in tribulation.
在患难中要忍耐。
Persevere in prayer.
在祷告上要坚定持续。
Yeah, I'm going home to make this one frame in my. on my wall to my speak to myself.
我回家要把这个做一个镜框啊，对我自己讲。
I'm the one always not rejoice.
我常常不喜乐。
But we do when your spirit rejoice, but rejoice in hope.
我们在灵里我们就喜乐，但是我们要需要在指望中喜乐。
Every day we have some kind of tribulation.
我每天呢都有一些逼迫的一些难处。
And then we need to be persevere in prayer.
那我们就需要坚定持续的祷告。
Amen. So we have to others, to God, to self. And from verse 14, about to the end, is for the people persecute us.
14节到最后呢，是讲到对这个别人逼迫我们的。前面就讲到我们对神、对人、对自己。
Or our enemies.
也对我们的仇敌。
They are here, I think, also about the 5 point.
这里也有五个点。
Number one, bless those who persecute you.
对那些逼迫你的，你要祝福他们。
Wow, this is a big, big heart.
这个心啊，很大的心。
Your boss give you a bad time, you will say, bless you.
你老板啊，逼迫你的时候，你说祝福你。
This is not easy. Bless the one who persecute you.
就要祝福逼迫你的人啊，这不大容易啊。
Reply no evil for evil.
不要不可咒诅，只要祝福。
The verse 17.
第十七节，第十七节是说，不要以恶报恶。
And then the verse 19, not avenge yourself.
第十九节，不要为自己伸冤。
Yeah, and then. The fourth point, your enemy's hungry, feed him.
第四点讲到，你的仇敌饿了，就给他吃。
And give when if he is thirsty, give him drink.
若渴了，就给他喝。
For doing this, you will heap coals of fire upon his head.
因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
And then the number 5 is verse 18. Live in peace with all men.
然后十八节讲到我们啊，要尽力与众人和睦。
You know, I travel to China quite often. I visited all the Christian leaders and also government people in charge of the religions.
我常常到中国去跟那些基督教的领袖，还有一些政府的官员接头。
I was fellowship with Brother James and Ed and Brother Benjamin.In China right now, there's one, they have one purpose, one goal about the Christianity is to convert the Christianity or Bible into Chinese Confucius culture.
他们在中国，他有一个目标，一个目的呢，他就是要把所有这些基督教都要改成跟孔孟的教训。
具有中国文化特色的基督教
with the flavor of Chinese culture.
Because China's 5,000 years history, they just blended whatever can be blended into Chinese culture.
中国呢有千年的历史，所以什么东西来啊，他都把这个调在融化到这个中国的文化的里面。
So the I'm not criticized. I mean, the people, Chinese people in China, they think they can do the same thing to the Bible.
这个中国人啊，他们以为啊，他们能够把圣经啊，也能够这样做。
I think all we need to read them to the Roman chapter 9 to chapter 21, they will realize Confucius' teaching nothing to compare with this high standard.
我们要让他读这个罗马书十二章九节到二十一节啊，他们就会发现呢、这个孔孟的教训呢、不能够跟圣经的话相比。
So, brothers, we are not discouraged, but encouraged.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不是泄气，我们是很受鼓励。
You know, the biggest problem, one of the biggest problems in the church life, before we're trying to live out this divine life, we say this is impossible.
这个最不容易的就是我们呢，在这个教会生活里面呢，还没有开始活这个神圣的生命的时候呢，我们就说这个活神圣生命是不可能。
After reading these verses, Can you say, I believe, yes, I have the faith, I have this life, and live this divine life? Can you say that? I have the faith.
读完这一段，你是不是能够有这样的信心？啊，说我我能够活出这样的生命生活。
Yes and no. Yes. We have the faith.
是还是不是？
We have this life.
说是，因为我们有信心，我们有这个生命。
Okay, well, let me say one more time. Yes or no?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. 是还是不是？
The just shall have life and live by faith.
所以啊，义人必因信得生并活着。
So this morning we declare this, not by ourselves, by the faith in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不是凭着自己来这样的宣告，我们乃是凭着在基督里的信心有这样的宣告。
Then finally, just a final little burden.
最后我一个小的负担。
When yesterday, brother asked me to speak on the Romans 12 transformation.
当昨天呢，弟兄们叫我交通啊，这个罗马书十二章里面。变化这件事。
I'm a trembling and scared.
我心里很恐惧战兢。
You know, this is a reality. We need to, in the process, we also need to have a faith to practice.
这是非常实际的事情，所以我们需要有信心呢，也需要实行。
But yesterday, after I came here with my wife to attend our senior brother U.S. sister U.S. 70 years wedding anniversary.
昨天我来这里啊，参加跟我姊妹一同来参加岳弟兄岳姊妹他们呢的见证感恩聚会。
70周年。
70周年，结婚70周年，他们见证感恩的聚会。
Yes, in the church life, we don't give the honor to a person or whatever, even 70 years anniversary.
在教会里面呢，我们不把这件事情啊，这个庆祝这个一个人的他的七十周年的什么东西。
But after their testimony, I see the practice of transformation.
在他们的见证之后呢，我就看见这个。他们所实行的这个变化的这个生活。
So after meeting, I'm fully encouraged. This is our church life.
所以聚完会啊，我非常受鼓励啊，这个就是教会生活。
I'm thankful our brother Yue and sister Yue, they have 100 years to go through this process and the practice.
我们岳弟兄岳姊妹他们有100年的时间呢、啊，来有这样的实行。操练了啊。
But I'm concerned if I don't live that long, that I may short experience of this transformation process.
但是我就关心啊，我可能活得不那么长啊，我就没有不能够完成这个变化的过程。
So we have to be diligent.
所以我们就需要殷勤。
We have to renew our mind.
我们需要心思更新。
Burning in our spirit.
灵里火热。
The one testimony I like the most is the brother, senior brother U.S. testimony.
我最喜欢的见证是岳老弟兄的见证。
He said he's 100 years old now.
他说他现在是100岁。
Many times, his wife, sister U.S. still speaks something to him. He may like or he may not like.
因为这个岳姊妹会跟那个岳弟兄讲啊，讲些话。那些话呢，有些是他喜欢的，有些是他不喜欢的。
So either like or don't like, he just, Oh Lord Jesus!
不管那个话好不好听啊，他就是呼喊主的名，哦主耶稣。
After calling on the name of the Lord, everything's good.
呼求主名之后呢，什么事都是好的。
Brother, sister, this is the body life.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是身体生活。
This is a practice of church life.
这就是实行召会生活。
I was told if sometimes the new one come to this hall, was the meeting hall closed, no meeting, they know just go to next two doors. That door will be always open.
我听说啊，这个会所的这个有时候啊，这个门是关着的话呢，新来的人呢、啊、就到那个岳家去了。
About 30 steps. This is the open home, where you will receive the hospitality.
只要走30步呢，你就到那里去了。那里啊是接待客人的地方。
So praise Lord, we be all encouraged.
感谢主，我们都受鼓励。
We have this divine life in us.
因为有这个神圣的生命在我
们里面。We can live out this divine life.
我们能够活出这一个神圣的生命。
And the best, we're in the church life.
最好的是我们是在教会的生活。
In the body life, in the corporate living.
在这个团体生活里面，我们有身体的生活里面，我们有团体的生活。
All those point to God, to others, to the new ones, to enemies, we cannot do by ourselves.
所有这些生活呢，却对着神。对着人，对我们自己呢，对别人，我们都不能够一个人活。
But in the church life, we can do it.
但在教会生活里面，我们可以有这样的实行。
We can finish this practice in the process of our transformation.
我们可以完成这一个在我们实行的里面这个变化的生活。
May Lord bless every one of us and bless the church in New York.
愿主祝福每一位圣徒，也祝福在纽约市的教会。
Amen.
Amen.
We are encouraged.
我们都很受鼓励。
To have life and live by faith.
能够有生得生，并且活着。
This must be our church life.
这应该是我们的教会生活。
So we will continue on to Romans 13. Please pick up your morning watch sheets.
所以我们会继续读。罗马书十三章请弟兄姊妹拿这个晨更的经节。
This weekend is the Memorial Day Conference.
这个要来的周末是国殇节特会。
We want to let the saints know that the webcast will start Saturday after children's meeting.
我们就让弟兄姊妹知道这个在这里呢会播这个特会。是星期六早晨在儿童聚会交通之后，在这里会把那个特会的信息呢，会打出来，弟兄姊妹也可以看，也可以听。
And we'll continue the Lord's Day after the Lord's Day meeting.
And we'll continue the.
Yeah, the webcast.
在主日聚完会之后呢，我们也有这样的同样的放这个特会的这个片子。
And finally, we'll continue on Monday at 9:30.
然后星期一早晨呢，九点半，我们也有这个继续放这个特会的信息。
So now we will have a time of prayer, and then it's your turn to share your enjoyment.
现在我们再有点祷告，然后之后呢，我们请弟兄姊妹现在你们来交通。
Amen. Amen.